And so, and they say, yeah, they must be, they got a rabbit foot cup. They couldn't make that much money selling that wood, that cutting wood and around here. And that little work they done, no, they couldn't make that kind of money. Or they began to get froggish about it, not talk about it around now. So the people, they heard it, but they didn't never, they didn't join that band. They didn't go to them and talk about them. They didn't ask them what they're saying about me. Nothing, because that bring on more on us, you know. That was the devil wants you to get at me so he can put you on John and go on a lie. You can't catch it with that thing. It's in many springs every time you get at it. It's another way. So they didn't ask them about it. Just join it and band it with what you might say, well, I'm with it. So anyway, it come out to be a song. They made a song about it, you see. So if you want to say it. And we want you all to learn the song. Because see, you got good voices, you ain't hoes like I am now. That's a good little boy, learn it, and y'all get together sometime, and I'll sing it, have a good time. All right.
When he met her at the foot of the bay, Miss Bess is going to start it out. And they talked a while, and they got engaged to marry. So when he talked a while with her, then he turned around and said, will you be mine? And I want everybody to say, oh, yeah.
Now,
see
that?
Oh, yeah. And they asked her again, will you be mine? I want you to go up a little higher. Oh, yes.
That's good.
Then everybody together will say, I will marry. Everybody say that.
I will marry.
Go up now.
You.
Next Sunday.
Afternoon.
She prayed today.
That's when he told his name. Say, my name is Robert. And everybody say, Johnson.
Come on.
Johnson.
And that's when he told her where he was from. All the way from North Carolina. And everybody together say, I am selling. Say, everybody say, I am selling Kenwood to get along. Say, Kenwood to get along. And then she asked him, say, Kenwood. And everybody say, yes, Kenwood. Yes, Kenwood. And everybody together, I am selling Kenwood to get along. She asked him again, Kenwood.
Kenwood.
I am selling Kenwood to get along. Then after they got that made together, she said that she would have them. And they began to accumulate different things and began to dress nice and all. Then that's when the people start talking about they went to Charleston and got a rabbit foot. They were voodoo. And they don't see what in the world they can do with a rabbit foot that the rabbit is dead and ate up somewhere and they got the foot in the pocket. What good is that going to do you? So they didn't argue with them about it. They didn't make no beefs about it. They didn't go to them and say, I heard that you was talking about me like some of the people do. I heard you was talking about me. I'm not doing what they say. They just joined right in the band and say, if you think I got a rabbit foot, sure, I have a rabbit foot. And I will tell you about it. And then they had everybody together say, yes, I've got the left hind leg of a rabbit.
Say
everybody. Yes, I've got the left hind leg of a rabbit. And things are coming my way.
Things are coming my way.
Yes, all I got to do is just reach out and grab it.
All I got to do is just reach out and grab it.
Cause things are coming my way.
Cause things are coming my way.
Then he told him about his car that his boss man gave him. He said, hold me. No, he was talking about his
talk about her then.
Yeah,
and himself.
Hold me. Me, oh my.
See, you had who you want.
Hold me. me all mine.
I feel happy all the time.
I feel happy all the time.
I don't have nothing to worry my mind, because things are coming my way. I don't have nothing to worry my mind, because things are coming my way. Then he go back over with the left hind leg of the rabbit, and after finish that, then he tells him about his ball, about the car that his boss
got.
Got
his chickens and everything, see? Okay. Yeah.
Oh me, how good I feel, said.
Oh me, how good I feel.
I've become possession of an automobile.
Yeah, Lord.
I've become possession of an automobile.
Then I can eat chicken and I don't have to steal, yeah, because things are coming my way.
See,
I can eat chicken and I don't have to steal because things are coming my way.
Back in the line, left hind leg on rabbit.
It's just singing that thing at the beach, on the dock down out here, at one tune, and what is it? Kelly Woods, another tune, and left hind leg on rabbit, another. So that song goes right on into what the rest of the world, but it's really good. We're gonna sing it. Will you be mine?
Everybody.
Oh, yes. Will you be mine? Oh, yes. I will marry you next Sunday afternoon.
My name is Robert
John. Yes, Kindlin' Wood. I am selling Kindlin' Wood to get along.
Kindlin' Wood.
I am selling Kindlin' Wood to get along.
And if I do talk about it. Yes,
I've got the left hind leg of a rabbit, and things are coming my way. Yes, all I got to do is just reach out and grab it, cause things are coming my way.
Oh,
me, oh my, I feel happy all the time. I don't have nothing to worry my mind, because things are coming my way. Yes, I've got the left hind leg of a rabbit, and things are coming my way. Yes, all I got to do is just reach out and grab it, for things are coming my way. Oh me, how good I feel. I become possession of an automobile, and I can eat chicken and I don't have to steal, because things are coming my way. Yes, I've got the left hind leg of a rabbit, and things are coming my way. Yes, all I've got to do is just reach out and grab it, because things are coming my way.
Yeah,
now what they mean about all they could do is just reach out and grab it, is when they were selling Kindlin' Wood and the people were buying, they would hand them the wood and they would hand them the money. That's what they mean by it. All I have to do is just reach out and grab it. Mm-hmm. Things are coming my way.
Left hind leg of the rabbit. So after you say I'm a country, I just say so good.
See y'all. Right.
And someone
down through the years back from slavery, the black people always have had a way of speaking their minds through a song, mm-hmm, or any way over the heads of whosoever they are talking to. Because I know in my time we was working in a pecan grove. We was top working pecan trees. We would cut the top side of them,
and let them grow back out, the old pecan tree. Let cut all the tops off, about 3 limbs, and let it grow back out in the summertime with a whole lot of branches on. Then we go up in them and prune them and leave about 7 to 8 or 10 sprouts right up on the top of the butt before we cut it off. Then we bud it over and maybe into a different variety of pecan. And it was a white boy working with us. And he, oh, you know, he could lie. He just loved to lie. He, everything he said was a lie. Just about, if he tell you good morning, you can say it was a lie. And some of the fellas got tired of him lying all the time. Well, we tell him he was lying. You know, back in those days, well, it wasn't like slavery time. You say, man, you're lying. You know, forget it. But they decided they would make up a song about it. And he got down one day, we were sitting around eating dinner. And regardless to what you catch a black person, I be the person here in Elkins. And if they sing a song that I have never heard, it can go one time, I catch the singer right along with me, as if we've been singing years and years. That's just the way black people were. And so he was lying. So this person just thought up a way of telling him he was lying without just having to tell him he was lying all the time. And sung it right over his head. And he joined right in with singing it with us. We were talking about him. And I guess you know about, and I just heard the song by Tennessee Ernie Ford about the gospel train is coming around the curve. I hear the whistle blowing and straining every nerve. Get on board, little children. So this boy, he was just lying. So one fellas in the group started saying, I like to see the birds fly. But I hate to hear a crack a lie. Get on, oh little children, get on, oh little children. He starts singing right along with us. Get on, oh little children. Who's talking about him? So we have a way of getting over with one another to whosoever you're talking to. And then sometimes
he didn't know what it was.
You're talking about one another, and then you finally catch on. The person is lying. We had a way of speaking until we finally caught on to what each one was talking about. If you're lying, instead of telling you you're lying, you start humming or singing a song. I'll say, ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, I ain't lying. you know that he's lying, or you figure he's lying when you start singing. You holler, man, I ain't lying. That way of doing anything.
Yeah, getting so many ways to
getting
get
the point of talking above a person's head is what they call it, you know. And you could be sitting around in parties and somebody, I say, we used to sit around on the streets. And if you notice, if you just figure out some words or something to say as a person walking, about their walk, you can make up something out of it. Now we sit around and we sit on the streets around down side of the road, see people walking, and we would, with every step, we would say something. And make it kind of rhyme up into something of what you figure that they might be fixing to do. That person may be walking down this way, if they're heading toward town, as he steps, saying, we're going there, old boy. I'm going downtown to get some fishes. And when I get there, I'm going to come on back home. That's where I'm going. See, you do all kinds of stuff like that. See, when you come back from town, you ask him, where you going there? Oh boy, I've been downtown, now I'm going back on my old lady. We fix everything by the way you walk. And some people walk funny. And it's funny the way you get, how you have to try to keep in time with every step they're making. Some walk slow, some walk fast, some walk funny and all that. And it's funny the way you just sit around and just try to say words to a person as the steps. You don't be talking directly to them, you're saying it. And you're speaking it by the footwork. Yes. Now we have to do a game or two. If y'all would like to. We'll do a game called Draw Me a Bucket of Water. How many of you have saw that or done
that?
It's
a slave game. I had to do it too.
It's a slave game of how the slaves was talking to their masters, telling them about the masters was all, and the overseers would have tops over their wells. Therefore, frogs and snakes couldn't get into their well. And the slaves wasn't allowed to have tops over their well, so in that way, frogs and snakes would get into their well, so they couldn't go to the boss man and say, I want a top over my well, afraid they'd get a whipping up punished, and so forth and so on, as we always say. But everything that we do is from slavery time mostly. And they made up this game and saying and talking to them about the frogs in the bucket, and we can't get them out. I know when I was coming up, I have drinking out of an open well. How many of you are drinking out of open well?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Snakes are falling there, frogs are falling there, and they can't get out. So you draw the water out of the well. Sometimes you may draw the snake up. He get to the top, crawl out, fall back in. Draw a frog up, he drop, jumps out, drop back in. So they just left the ride to the top so they can go back down, see. And I have drunk water off of catfish about that long. They threw him in the well when he was a small one, about like that. And he was about that tall. But and one thing funny about that catfish, he must have been getting a lot to eat down there, because we fished for him and he wouldn't bite. We fished for him, we put a hook and line down there and put bait on it, and he wouldn't bite. And the snake, I drank off a snake about 6 feet long, probably, or more. A black snake,
and it was a little piece of
board that had fell into the water. It was kind of in the corner, and he used to get up on that board and crawl up there and sleep. Sometimes we'd ease the bucket down there and get it right up to him, and then we'd make a noise, and by him running off, running in the well, he'd run in the bucket, and we would draw him to the top. Then we were scared to put our hands over there and get the bucket, and he would crawl back out into the well. He was about 6 feet long. When he started coming out that bucket, it looked like he gonna ever get out of it. And that's, I drank it off that. But I'm healthy too, too. Okay, now we want to get to groups of fours. While you're getting together in groups of fours, I want you to say, draw your bucket of water.
Draw your bucket of water.
For my oldest daughter.
For my oldest daughter.
There's none in the bunch.
There's none in the bunch.
We're all out of the bunch. So that you could be on a balance of when you rock back and forth slowly. As you were saying, draw me a bucket of water. Everybody.
Draw me a bucket of water.
For my oldest daughter.
For my oldest daughter.
There's none in the bunch.
There's none in the bunch.
We are all out the bunch. You go on the Sabbath. When we say you go on the Sabbath, one person go in the Sabbath.
One person.
Then you continue to rock and say the same thing over again. And when you say you go on the Sabbath, the next person go on.
That's right.
Then you say the same thing over, and the next person go on. You say you go on the Sabbath, man go on. Then the next time, the next person's going. Now you're all in the bunch. Then you'll start jumping around in the rain, saying, frog in the bucket, I can't get him out.
Frog in the bucket, I can't get him out. Frog in the bucket, I can't get him out. Frog in the bucket, I can't get him out. Frog in the bucket, I can't get him out.
When I say break, then you stop jumping and get your hands to the person next to you, make a circle. And you go around the rain doing this. Saying, frog in the bucket, can't get him out.
Frog in the bucket, can't get him out. Frog in the bucket, can't get him out. Frog in the bucket, can't get him out.
Okay. That's what we're going to sing. We was talking then when we're going to sing it now. And you rock to the tune of the song.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Ready.
Draw me a bucket of water.
Sister Sally.
Oh, the Proxima's kicking out. 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 Proxima's kicking out.
Okay, now. We're going to do an old game. Showing you how the people used to do when they were borrowed from you and won't pay back. You want to line up and toss us from this end. Tall us first.
Let me see my cut.
We'll line up from the tallest down through the shortest. Shortest first. Tallest in and on the end. Next tallest.
Somebody got my flow here. Would
be you.
Get me some water. Look at that, that little bag is hot.
Yeah,
put them on. Pour it out and get me some cool one. Let it run a while and get cool. Try it this morning. When it first come out, it ain't cool.
I ain't no speaker to sing. Sing.
Okay, now. This game is showing how people require things and won't pay back. And they made up this game. The older people made up a game teaching their children how when a person do something to you, don't get mad. When they borrow something from you, don't get angry with them. Just don't loan anymore. That's what they say. They say about thank you. Fine, you have got this and you won't let me have. Just don't worry about it. Just don't loan it to them anymore. And just wind it up. And still be friends, but don't pull them. Everybody hold hands and stretch out. That's good. Now, the two end people kind of come out of the whole room. That's good. Now, you are the borrower. Borrower? You are the borrower. You are going to borrow something from her. Whatever you want to borrow, you're going to say, neighbor, neighbor, loan me $50 or $100 on your car or whatever you think that you want to borrow from her. And in the meantime, when you say that, she will answer you back, say, neighbor, neighbor, step and get it. Then when you do that, you start by going under your arm first.
Go under your arm.
Okay, come on around.
Go on,
well, he is. You follow him on the yoke.
You follow him.
Go on around. You just follow the lead. Like this.
Follow your right shoulder.
You all, the rest of you all in the middle here, is his friend. You are helping him to use up whatever he borrowed. Okay, now you got an idea of what's happening. Okay, it's going around.
Keep it around here.
Okay, it's going
around.
Do
it all the way down to the left. Okay. Not right now.
What you got to do, you're praying to me.
Hey!
Now, continue to hold his hand. Everybody hold his hand. You let the pipe go. Come down this way, son. Come on. You got to fail. You got to pay for as far as you.
That's right.
Okay, you sit right there. Now, you got to tell me.
You ever heard talking about? He ain't been on the nest hatching business. And the rooster, he out there running and farming the other hand. So she jumped off the nest. I ain't gonna take this setting down. And they said, take it. So I may not take this setting down. Oh, Daniel. And the lion den,
oh Daniel,
and the lion den,
oh Daniel,
and the lion den,
Daniel in the lion den, my Lord.
Oh Daniel,
and the lion den,
Lord Daniel,
and the lion den,
oh Daniel,
and the lion den.
Have mercy on me.
He cried, Lord.
Have mercy on me. Yeah, Lord.
Have mercy on me.
He said, Lord.
Have mercy on me.
He said, now. Me meeting time.
Oh, now is the meeting time. Now is the meeting time. Now is the meeting time. Lord, you promised to answer prayer.
Yes, you promised.
Lord, you answer
prayer.
Lord, you answer prayer.
Yes, you promised to answer prayer.
Lord, you promised to answer prayer.
Yes, you promised.
Lord, you answer prayer.
And God, he sent an angel down.
Oh, God, send an angel down.
God, send an angel down.
God, send an angel down.
God,
send an angel down.
Yes,
God, send an angel down.
God,
send an angel down.
And the angel locked the lion jaws.
Oh, the angel.
Lock the
lion
jaws,
the angel.
Lock the lion jaws,
the angel. Lock the lion jaws,
the angel.
Lock the lion jaws.
I want somebody to tell me, Lord, tell me right. I want somebody to tell me just
what is the soul of a man.
Yes, I want somebody to
tell me,
oh, tell me
right.
I want somebody to tell me, Lord,
what is the soul of a man.
I have a question to ask you, and I'll answer me if you can. I want somebody here to tell me just what is the soul of a man. I want somebody now.
Tell me, Lord, tell me right.
I want somebody
tell me what is the soul of a man.
Yes, Joshua, the father of the faithful, and he said to the promised man. But Joshua did not tell me just what was the soul of a man. I want somebody to
tell me, oh, tell me right.
I want somebody
to tell me, what is the soul of a man.
There's a softly man talking. I walked up in time, and one man told the other man, say the soul ain't nothing but the mind. I want somebody to
tell me, oh, tell me right.
I want somebody
tell me, what is the soul of a man?
You know Jesus, he was crucified, the third day he rose again. But Jesus did not tell me just what the soul of a man. I want somebody
tell me, Lord, tell me right.
I want somebody
tell me, what is the soul of a man.
That is a great question. That is a great question, ain't it? Yeah. But I believe. But those three men was talking, it sounds more than anything else. Your soul and nothing but your mind. Of course, you see the whole thing, so you better get your mind made up. Get your mind made up. And if you ain't got your mind made up, that's it. Your mind is go to hell and your mind is go the other way. Your mind is to marry, your mind is to stay single. So you just take a mind to live right, don't you? So that is not to be this. Where that mind go, you gone. Ain't much to you, I mean. They say, but naturally, if you lose your mind, God know about that part, but you lose your mind, you just out. You don't know nothing. So I don't know what the soul is, but I'm saying I'm praying for it. I really don't know, but I'm going to try my best to find out. By keeping on, is that right? Just keep on keeping on. I had a song. It's a sign of the judgment.
Yeah.
Sign of the judgment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sign of the judgment.
Oh, Lord.
Time to draw in. It's a sign of the judgment.
Yeah.
True sign of the judgment. Yes, you better get ready.
Yeah.
Better get ready.
Oh, yeah.
You got to meet Jesus.
Oh,
Lord.
I'm going
now. Loose off in the valley.
Oh,
tell a story about Johanna and Johanna rode the boat. Johanna rode the boat. Tell a story. Tell it better than that.
You gonna sing it, sir?
Yeah,
I'll sing it. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is something to say, Simon. If he was on the island, I guess you know every section of the country, this mountain and the other places too. But the other people said, the kind of weight that's what they got to live by, you know, kind of things that they reach that's what they have to use, and so on. So they sing songs and they make some interpretate to that place after what they have to do. So that's where on the island, St. Simon is on the water coast, you know, where we live at, and all their songs there is some what they make up songs, what they, how they had to live there, what they were doing. They used to tell me that they parents, you know, the old man or the sons or somebody would go out and go fishing. And sometimes they fish there all night. And they would wouldn't catch nothing hardly. You know, like it wasn't in the Bible every time. Oh, that's good. And so it's that he'd come home in the morning, coming in and call his wife or the big daughter to go out and take the boat and row. Because there wasn't no fish, you know, where they was swimming. Or, somebody got to go catch fish for the children. They call the wife Johanna, or the big granddaughter Johanna, to come and row the boat. I said, because I'm tired. I done worked all night, see, man. So they made a song about it, how they had to do that. It's real. It's real, real. So that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Teach it to them, yeah. Uh-huh. You know how you row a boat, so you would do your hands like this. And that's the way they done this. Sing it out and enjoy themselves. It's a chant song. It's Father Leader. I will begin out by saying, Johanna the roadie. And everybody say, go row the boat, child. Say that.
Go row the boat, child.
And to say Johanna the road, and then you go a little higher. Go road and boat child. And I would say Johanna the road, and you would say go road and boat child. And everybody together would say go road and boat and let me go home. Say that. Go road and boat and let me go home. Then I would begin by the babies crying and go row the boat child. Are you ready? Gonna act it out just like they do. Johanna the rolling, go road and boat child. Johanna the rolling, go road and boat child. Johanna the rolling, go road and boat child. Go road and boat and let me go home. The babe's so tired. Go road and boat child, I'm so tired. Go road and boat child, I'm so tired. Go road and boat child, go road and boat and let me go home. The baby is crying. Go road and boat child, baby is crying. Now see, the people on St. Simon's Island, if you any ever come there, you find a different dialect that they talk. Some of them talk like they're talking backwards. And that's why I say Johanna de Rode.
That's
right. He was telling the lady, his wife or his daughter, to go row the boat. He said, Johanna de Rode. And then he said, go row the boat, child. Go row the boat and let me go home. That means that he had went out and fished all night. And he hadn't caught any fish. He was tired. So he comes into the dock, and so he called them to go fish today while he gets a little sleep. And he tells them that the baby's crying. He ain't worried about the baby crying. He'll stay there with him and sleep.
Mm-hmm. So that's you see, those peoples are, and don't they, and up to now, they're sort of independent peoples. Because long as God let that water stay out there, they can catch them a lot of fish.
I got a
question
for you, Chief.
What have you done? they catch a lot of fishes and they buy lots of grits. And those days, grits, you know, when the grits are, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Grits, you know, common grits.
You know, not grit, not dirt. Because up in the north one time, some people thought I was talking about dirt. And I was talking about how we like grits and how we eat grits. And as when Southern boys are frying up and going on and say, it's a shame I don't like from New York down there. That's what they're talking about. I said, they eat it too. They eat it too. And they were just frying up and it was terrible. So they thought I said grit. You know, saying I was saying grits. Then I had to come back to them this way, say, harm the grits. And then they knew what I was talking about, harm the grits. Did he ruin it?
Hey, he couldn't ruin anything, could he?
Is it ruined?
Some people's kids, that's all.
And
I agree.
And so when they get their bag of grits and they little stuff that they raise around their house, you know, home, the gardens and things, they were sort of independent. If they wait for people, sometimes they wait if they didn't ask for it. The wait they do, they didn't have to do it all the time. They didn't have to take the dog. They're that way now. They don't go way back up my home side. Now and then you see some up in there. From down there, you know, at those days and now too. Because they didn't like the hunching, they didn't like that dogging around, pushing around, you see. They're just independent. And on Jacob Island and Sapelo, all them places, they were the same identical way. They're still independent people in a way of speaking. They just don't like all kind of hunching. They make their own living and they make different things, they sell different things, and they go out and they catch white people out fishing. and have fishing parties and different things, and how they make a living. That's all it took, but they're very much in the phantom. That's all it took. And so that's why they catch plenty of fish, and they know how to dry fish. I went there many a time and seen fish on the line like clothes, you know, hanging on the line like clothes, dry fish. They're good too when they get through it. I thought one time we fly blowed, but it won't put salt in it, you know, fixing well for that. Like we used to fix Salt Michael. We used to have Salt Michael to pack up home long years ago. We had him in a kit. You ever see the bucket? The kit bucket. And they was really salted. That salt was grainy and heavy. So, and we'd take them out like tonight and get your kit, get your whiting color, you know, use them with, I mean, they're good. I don't find them no more like that. You can get them right back because the salt done cooked them. But you see, they put them in some water and that'll soak all night, put that water off them. And then you can cook them. See, I don't see those no more. But anyway, them people fish them out like that on the island. They dry them and salt them. And they just make a way for their stuff, their children, their stuff to eat. And they're there. And that makes pretty things too.
Those people on the island, they have done a lot of fishing for their living, and they know the waters. Some of them that can tell you just about, they can study the water so they can tell you exactly when the shark is coming through.
Mm-hmm. The downs and the folds and everything about it.
And
what time you going to catch trout?
You didn't get
your kind of fishing from there.
All the time?
No.
Does it get cold in the
winter? Gets cold down there, but not like it do in other places. It used to, I think in my childhood days, it used to get colder than it do now. It stayed colder longer than it do now. Not no colder, but it stayed colder longer than it do now. We get very little cold, I guess about a month out of the whole year, a good solid cold.
What's cold?
Around 32 degrees. Cold. Every once in a while it gets into the 20s.
Did you ever hear Henry sing that song after Rick about Yes, I'm Right? Ain't that right?
Yes, I'm right. It's time to stop. Okay. It's time. We're sorry that everybody
ain't right?
Kind of yes, off right. On the wrong track this morning to step in, and we were late. Everybody was late getting here, but I missed lunch yesterday. I won't miss it today. It's 12 o'clock now. It's 12 o'clock now. It's 12 o'clock now, so we're going to break off here and see you all in the morning. That's the way Vanessa beat it.
Yeah. Well, Johnny beats the time when she beat most bass. Mm-hmm. She beat the time. Woo! Sure that was the big motor big. Sometimes I had to get away on the other end of me. But I can't stand it. She hit that bass so hard. She said, see how he could do that. Back in my grandfather's time.
You got something to do with it.
You're pretty strong.
She says you're strong.
It's two in it.
You're pretty strong.
And long time ago, they used to, you could take the show that was on. My grandfather said they used to go to the white people's funerals, you know. He had some time to care to the cover children, whether it was women and men, to tend to the team, you know what I mean? They didn't have no cars, but they had horses and buggies, wagons, and so they had to, at the hit yard, to tend to the team while they buried the dead or whatever they're doing. And so, anyway, he said that they would watch them, how they bury one another. They would bury one another, burying, they had a coffin. In those days, they had a thing called coffin. And I had to call the captain, see. But he said that the coffin was
some is black, real black, and shiny stuff like that, black and shiny knobs, you know, and on it. That was real sudden black, I mean good black. And then they had a box to put them in the box, to put the cats, the carbon into the box, like we do the cats these days. And so Paul said he watched that, they all watched that when they go to the pyramids and things. So they got together and made up a song about it, you know, because see, in those days, when a mule, a cow, a hog, or anything around the lot of stock, the farm place died, they carried away outside the woods, and the buzzard ate it. See, the buzzard had something to eat in those days. But nowadays, the same thing, the thing is sure dying, but the buzz don't get it. I think we get it. That's what I think about. That's true, all this young cut meat and the Maloney meat and all that stuff, you know, whatever. You know,
it scares me so much you can't eat it.
Yeah, so the spikes, that's right, so you can't eat it. And so, so you put in the spider before for what be something. But anyway, something is still dying. But they got away now, they just shoot them against and make it eat, stretch the money. But Paul said, we carry the dog or the hog or anything would die out, and the buzzard would get it. And they had often watched the nature of a buzzard. How the buzzards would get their prey. You know, the buzzard, when something thrown out there, like a mule, a cow, or something, they didn't just swarm down there and eat it. You see, they got to be sure that thing is dead. So it has a king buzzard. You know, one buzzard, he comes down, the head buzzard, and he examines it, dance around it, and jump over it, and everything, and then he pick at it. You see, it don't move. Then he makes a squall. You know, funny noise, his brother. And they always began to come down then, and they began to eat it. And those days we would stoop down like this and pick up the prey, you know, when it was on the day. We'd pick it up with our mouth and bring it up, and then all the rest of them around catch their mouth and we catch your tooth like eating it, you know, like the buzzard would do. But now, you see, people got so weak in the back, they'll turn head over here and not try to pick it up. And so we left them pick it up with the hand now, you see. We knew a buzzard ain't got no hand. We probably know that. Said, but we just have to do it because folks ain't able now. They're not able to stoop down. Some of them young children are falling on their face. That's weak, you know, and strong. I mean, in the brain, they understand everything, but in the body, they're very weak. And so, anyway, partner would kick it up and show us how, you know, how they used to do it. And he's telling us, this is what the point was. We're going to get over to the white people, but how they buried them. Paul said, because when they died, said they just put in a box. And that's all. And then give them the hammer and the nail and stuff, and let them make it. You see, and talk so nice, tell them, real name, so and so, Uncle so, or who's there, put them a good box now, fix it good now, give them some nails, and that's all they get. You see, put in that box and nail up and then bury it. But they see that coffin going that in those boxes, you see, for them. And so they made up their mind that if we got might as well to be put out there in the field, you know, like the cow, like the hog, or die, because they ain't buried us right now, huh? So they threw me out there in that old field. It's not making a difference. So they were talking to white folks, telling them to throw me out there in that old field too. You know, so the brother can pick the meat off my bone. They done making a difference because you ain't buried me good no, I see. And Paul said sometimes they'd be so bloody that they can't change their clothes. They have to wrap them up in ordinary clothes and bury them because they can be too blood stuck in there, you know, that way. Those that it wasn't embalming, you know. And so they just gone bare. So they made that song about throwing me in the
bed. I don't
want to
get embalmed anyways. Huh? I don't want to get embalmed anyways.
I don't like it now. No embalmed people kill so many people.
Yeah.
They kill so many people, they're not dead yet, you know?
Yeah. Just
so many. I know a boy and brother, like had brother sued there one time, but said he went to go in there to tell him about his sister was being, she was going to be embalmed, you know? And just he got there, so he heard her say, don't stick me, don't stick me. And he was knocking on the door hard. They went and they didn't know any man. But anyhow, he said he heard her. And that's why they hear no more. It's called a good. And I remember a good. She was a real drunken woman. But she had been found, thought she was dead, you see. That's all. He said he heard her. Because they paid him out somewhere or another. And hushed it up. But that sure happened. Dan Brunton. People, it was a kid, you sure you're born. Like, and many folk got killed going from brother to, from St. Simon's brother. They got to go to Causeway to go to town. You're very little sick. and the undertaker come and get you. And he ain't making no money if he don't kill you. You know that. You know that. See? And when you're a little sick, you're just bad off, you know, maybe. You don't know, you're sick, you just stick that needle down there and you're gone. Many of them died on the way over, died on the way across the causeway, see? There's something should be, you know, about that thing. I mean, no, when Uncle was a little sick, Uncle was very sick, he didn't know nothing. And there's something on the take over there. That same light-skinned man was dying not long ago, a hole. He was driving another man with him. And so, and when they put Uncle in that basket thing, in that back there in that thing, I got that one in there too, in that door. The man looked at me, and that dark one, he looked at me, he says, had his hand in his coat pocket, said, I'd have run that man all over sex something. Had his hand down in the coat pocket. Yes, thank you, better get that man. I said, I'm gonna sit right here. He looked at the boy and looked, I said, I'm gonna sit right here. I told him, that light one there. So I'm gonna sit here, let's take Uncle out. The man told the boy, I said, I think you better come on up here. The boy come on up. I wasn't going, but Uncle was tired. I know he'd been dead. Yes, I had his hand out there, probably just ready to stick him. That's all they're gonna do. But see that thing between us up there, yeah, I couldn't see it. You see? I'm sitting right there when I can get down with me. I just don't trust them on the table. People, you hear me? None at all, because they just like a buzzard. They make their living off the dead. So that's what we're talking about now, the buzzard. He examines this thing to see is it dead. Then after he sees dead, then they dance around and they eat it. You see? So we're gonna show y'all how. They had to make up a song to the white people about how they was buried. And they couldn't go and tell them, don't, you know, you're not burying me right. It's not nice that y'all put in a coffin, why not us? See, but they couldn't do that. They just made up a song about throw me anywhere in that old field, because you ain't buried me right no how. That's when we thought they let the brother put the nail off the bone, just as Jesus take me. See, that's what they wanted. Okay, want to take us up with this?
No, let me chat it up. Let's get them get the other one. Mm-hmm. Give me that out your. Give me that out your pocket.
You want that?
Yeah. Okay. I should be pulling on that.
I thought you went out to so low with this one. We used to have a hat. Probably they used to wear them big old high derby. You ever seen them high derby hats? Derby hats. Hard hats.
Hard.
Yeah, they take them hats and put them on the floor and that's what they would pick up. And, I was thinking about the other night how come we used to, I'm gonna show them what, but I get over one of them old hats. How we used to be traveling sometimes, going to the one church and the other, or some place, and stop by a spring, and they got nothing to get in the water with. Just get that hat right in the top, and put right on that spring there, race it on, then that hat just catch the water, everybody just drink right up the top of that hat. It just drinks good. It don't leak through there either. I don't know, if you don't find those kind no more. Oh no, you don't find those kind of must be on the other side. This thing I got so many sides in it. I'll get to it here. Here they are. This one, where's one more?
Mm-hmm, this one. Mm-hmm.
We have to pick that up in our teeth.
No. When the older crew, well, things have gotten so in modern days too. All this medicine and stuff that you eat and have medicine in it, that people bones is not like they used to be. Now, the older crew that used to sing with the coast of Georgia, they used to slim enough to get down and get it with their mouth without falling.
Just on their feet.
Just on their feet and it goes back.